A new survey is aiming to find out why the number of women in the infrastructure and construction industry is so low and what can be done to draw more in. Those already in the jobs say it's getting better, but it's still hard. Often it's a battle to get toilets they can use, and sexist comments are a daily occurrence. With us now is Kat Kaiwai, Tai Rafiti Contractors Managing Director, and Elizabeth Kramer-Roberts, a first-year electrical apprentice. Both are joining me now. Good morning.
Morena.
Morena. Now, I'll start with you first, Elizabeth. You've just come into this industry as a sparky. How are you finding it? You came from retail?
I did. I came from retail and hospitality and makeup artistry. I've jumped into the trade and I'm loving it.
And what were the first impressions? Were you welcomed in? Did you find it was overwhelmingly dominated by men?
It is overwhelmingly dominated by men, but the majority of men welcomed me. There are a select few who make things difficult, but yeah.
And so you're excited about the career prospect here?
Absolutely. There's so much room for movement. There's so much room for growth and challenges every day. It's a great place to be, man.
And do you tell your friends? Do you think it's a surprise that other women aren't going in as much?
I'm not surprised. It can be intimidating. I think most male-dominated industries are, but I still would say give it a crack, man. It's a great lifestyle.
Kat, you've been in the industry now for 12 years. What's your feeling? Are things getting better?
Good morning. I think things have evolved a lot in the last 12 years since I started. I was a pen pusher before I started out on the roads. And when I started up the coast, there was absolutely no females, and there hadn't been any females, so I think back then I was pretty much the first one that had ever joined the guys out on the road, and I kind of fell into it. So I was working doing contract administration when I first started, and then I was sort of wanting to really understand what the paperwork that was coming in, and what it meant and what were they physically. So I started going out with some of the supervisors, and then that's when I saw what was happening out there and really wanted to know more. And then so I was told that I've got to start at the bottom on a paddle, and so I did that. And pretty much what Elizabeth said, the opportunities are endless. And I think back then, like when I look at it now, I think that awareness is getting sort of, you know, it's a big thing now with women in infrastructure. Well, it's just starting to be a thing. And I just believe that girls can't be what they can't see. And so I think that if women can see more women in the industry, if it's advertised more, marketed more, and, you know, women are able to tell their stories and their journeys, then people will see that actually the opportunities are there for women.
Right. Well, we heard earlier about the lack of toilets, sexist comments. Are those things going to put women off, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that they probably will. But I think now that it's, you know, people are made aware of it and it is a thing, there are people that can work on those problems.
And what was your experience with most of the men that you encounter who, if you're the first woman to go into a contracting job that you've taken on or something, what's your experience with them once they perhaps, you know, get their head around it?
I think, like, now I'm in a good position. Like, I know a lot of people up in our region that it's not a thing, whereas before, I suppose it was a thing, and especially to, like, look, when people saw me, they just saw a young Māori girl, and, you know, I did get a sort of, you know, I get people look me up and down and sort of ignore me as if I wasn't there. And it's not until you start talking and then they realise the knowledge that you have, they sort of get really surprised, like, oh, this young girl knows a bit. But yeah. I suppose if you, just as long as, I mean, you know what you're there for, you know what you want to contribute, and if you just focus on your job at hand and all of that sort of stuff, it does all come, it does prove people wrong, and people do, you are sort of paving the way for other people, other women and other Māori women, and, you know.
Absolutely. Elizabeth, you were laughing there. Is that an experience you've come across as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think underestimation of our capability is significant. And it can really affect your opportunities, you know. Like, you can, well, I feel at times I miss out on things because people don't understand or believe that I'm able, you know, which I most definitely am.
So what can be done, do you think, to change those stereotypes?
I think things like this, you know, with radio interviews and marketing stuff with women to show what women actually are capable of and can do to sort of tell their stories, because, like I said before, people can't see, you know, people can't be what they can't see. So if they don't know that there is somebody in the world that is, you know, a woman who is Māori, who is a business owner, who is, can do this and that, they don't think it's a thing, you know, because they're not aware of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was actually, you know, something that really struck me. I never had thought about a trade until, I mean, I'm 35, so I came into it quite late in life, and I wish I had done it earlier, but I never considered it as an option growing up. I never thought about it.
Elizabeth, thank you very much for that. Elizabeth Kramer-Roberts there.